epileptic seizures can sometimes be controlled through strict diets that limit sugar and other carbohydrates. The regimen can be difficult to follow, and success varies. Now neurologists at the UW-Madison may have found another way, which might someday allow people to eat the sweets they crave. Assistant Professor Avtar Rupra did experiments with a man-made compound similar to sugar. It can be ingested, but the body does not process it like glucose.
By inhibiting glucose usage with this compound, we shut down genes important in epilepsy. And that shutting down of genes, we think, is then what stops epilepsy from generating, from occurring.
The compound is not new. It's long been used for brain scans. Neurons need sugar to operate, and this allows doctors to see the brain in action. In experiments, 2-deoxyglucose, as it's called, blocked epileptic seizures when given to rats, with no sign of side effects. A neurologist who worked with Rupra owns a company which hopes to start clinical trials on the seizure-blocking compound early next year. Rupra says how the discovery was made is exciting in itself. It's basically problem-solving under the concept two heads are better than one. Rupra, a basic scientist, worked with clinicians who treat seizure patients.
It was all of us putting our ideas together and coming up with this concept that we could use metabolism to control genes in seizures.
The group concept, bringing together various scientists, is something the UW-Madison hopes to encourage through the Institutes of Discovery. It's slated to open on campus in 2010. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.